Just as God lent Noah time to prepare himself so that he might be saved, the church lends us this season in order that we might work out our salvation. And the first weekend, we focus on the temptations of Christ, which he endured for our sake, to help us, lest we be tempted and lose sight of our goal, eternity. And also to bolster us and inspire us, the Holy Father has written a letter for us to ponder on and read on this first Sunday. Copies are at the door. Pope Francis says, "Dear brothers and sisters, Lent is a time of renewal for the whole church, for each community and every believer. Above all, it is a time of grace. God does not ask of us anything that he himself has not first given us. We love because he first has loved us. He is not aloof from us. Each one of us has a special place in his heart. He knows us by name. He cares for us, and he seeks us out whenever we turn away from him. He is interested in each of us. His love does not allow him to be indifferent to what happens to us. Usually, when we are healthy and comfortable, we forget about others, something God the Father never does. We are unconcerned with their problems, their sufferings, and the injustices they endure. Our heart becomes cold. Indifference to our neighbour and to God also represents a real temptation for us Christians. Each year, during Lent, we need to hear once more the voice of the prophets who cry out and trouble our conscience. God's people, then, need this interior renewal, lest we become indifferent and withdraw into ourselves. To further this renewal, I would like to propose for our reflection three biblical texts. 1. If one member suffers, all suffer together. The love of God breaks through that fatal withdrawal into ourselves, which is indifference. The church offers us this love of God by her teaching and especially by her witness. But we can only bear witness to what we ourselves have experienced. Lent is a favourable time for letting Christ serve us so that we, in turn, may become more like him. This happens whenever we hear the word of God and receive the sacraments, especially the Eucharist. There we become what we receive, the body of Christ. In this body, there is no room for the indifference which so often seems to possess our hearts. For whoever is of Christ belongs to one body, and in him we cannot be indifferent to one another. 2. Where is your brother? All that we have been saying about the universal church must now be applied to the life of our parishes and communities. Do these ecclesial structures enable us to experience being part of one body? A body which receives and shares what God wishes to give. A body which acknowledges and cares for its weakest, poorest, and most insignificant members. In order to receive what God gives us and make it bear abundant fruit, we need to press beyond the boundaries of the visible church in two ways. In the first place, by uniting ourselves in prayer with the church in heaven. The saints already joyfully contemplate the fact that, through Jesus' death and resurrection, they have triumphed once and for all over indifference, hardness of heart, and hatred. Until this victory of love penetrates the whole world, the saints continue to accompany us on our pilgrim way. In the second place, every Christian community is called to go out of itself and to be engaged in the life of the greater society of which it is a part, especially with the poor and those who are far away. The church is missionary by her very nature. She is not self-enclosed, but sent out to every nation and people. In each of our neighbours, then, we must see a brother or sister for whom Christ died and rose again. What we ourselves have received, we have received for them as well. Dear brothers and sisters, how greatly I desire that all those places where the church is present, especially our parishes and our communities, may become islands of mercy in the midst of the sea of indifference. The third point, make your hearts firm. As individuals too, we are tempted by indifference, flooded with news reports and troubling images of human suffering. We often feel a complete inability to help. What can we do to avoid being caught up in this spiral of distress and powerlessness? First, we can pray in communion with the Church on earth and in heaven. This does not underestimate the power of so many voices united in prayer. Second, we can help by acts of charity, reaching out to both those near and far through the Church's many charitable organisations. Lent is a favourable time for showing this concern for others by small yet concrete signs that are belonging to the one human family. Third, the suffering of others is a call to conversion, since their need reminds me of the uncertainty of my own life, my dependence on God and my brothers and sisters. If we humbly implore God's grace and accept our own limitations, we will trust in the infinite possibilities which God's love holds out to us. We will be also able to resist the diabolical temptation of thinking that, by our own efforts, we can save the world and ourselves. As a way of overcoming indifference and our pretensions to self-sufficiency, I will invite everyone to live this Lent as an opportunity for engaging what Pope Benedict XVI called a formation of the heart. A merciful heart does not mean a weak heart. During this time, then, brothers and sisters, let us all ask the Lord, make our hearts like yours. In this way, we will receive a heart which is firm and merciful, attentive and generous, a heart which is not closed, indifferent, or prey to the globalisation of indifference. It is my powerful hope that this Lent will prove spiritually fruitful for each believer and every ecclesial body. I ask all of you to pray for me, says Pope Francis. May the Lord bless you and the Lady keep you. From the Vatican. Praise be Jesus Christ.